Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back. We have a huge day today. Coming up at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. At 7, we're going to give you a little preview of our Rolling Stones montage. It's hard. There's a few in there that are super obvious.
Yeah.
It's five hooks or five little riffs from the Rolling Stones, especially that last one. Holy crap, that's hard. So we'll play you the whole thing at 7 o'clock. And we'll
I would have bet a paycheck on the last one.
Oh, really?
And then I went, oh, I was wrong.
Let me give you a little hint. This song's not in it.
Right.
Oh, I was going to say, is this it? It's going a long ways farther than I would have expected.
This is the one that's not on.
So at 7 o'clock, we'll give you a sneak preview of the five riffs. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to play the same riffs again, and we're going to start with caller number 9 and go until we find someone who could name all five Rolling Stones tunes in order. That person is going to get a 4-pack of tickets. This is for the rescheduled show in August.
I believe it's August, yeah.
Okay, so this is for Dad. This is for Father's Day. So 4 tickets. It's a big deal. It's a big prize. 7 and 8, you'll have chances. So 7... Make sure you're there. If you want to win these, listen, and then you can spend an hour thinking about it. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll play it for you again. Right now, we will take caller number 9, 800-400-3697, and give you a pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium this Saturday. That would be tomorrow. Plus, meet and greet. You get to go meet and greet the band. Fun. Nicole's going to answer the phones right here. 800-400-3697. All right. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. And we just talked about that. It airs on Mondays, new episodes on Mondays, and you can find it at radioalice.com.
I heard it's the biggest podcast in the nation.
Oh, goodness. Where'd you hear that?
I just heard it's the number one podcast in the nation.
Wow. Well, people should be listening to that, huh, Ben?
It's going around.
Yeah.
That's the biggest podcast in the nation.
Well, he's just got a certain charm, you know? Johnny Mosley.
It comes with a signed, an autographed picture as well.
Oh, goodness. Boy, there's all kinds of prizes.
Am I
in charge of setting those out?
I believe you are.
Seems like I'm in charge of stuff on that show.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your sponsor. This Cuba Gooding Jr. story has been going around for a few days now, and I really haven't jumped on it.
Okay, I haven't heard one whisper.
Oh, really?
I've been all caught up in sports.
Yeah.
Sports as well.
Well, it's been a big sports week, eh? A
couple months, I'll segue to baseball. But for now, I'm off of sports and on to, what do you got?
Well, Cuba Gooding Jr., who is probably best known for Show Me the Money and Jerry Maguire.
Well, there's another big movie he did that I love.
Snow Dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. he's been accused of groping a woman at a bar this past Sunday. So this has been swirling around all this week.
Is he a married guy?
He is, but he's in the middle of a divorce and was there with his girlfriend.
And he groped his girlfriend?
No.
And she's mad? Oh.
He groped another lady.
Oh.
So yesterday, he was formally charged with one count each of forcibly touching and sexual abuse in the third degree. He insists that there's video evidence that will clear him of the allegations. So we've looked at the video evidence, and it's sort of hard to tell. I don't see any boob groping. I see some thigh touching.
Let me ask you a question.
You have to watch it a few times to watch his hand go from thigh to breast.
Oh.
But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Just if you know this beforehand.
I might not.
Is this a person that approached him because of his celebrity?
She comes over. He and his girlfriend are sitting on a couch.
Minding their own business.
Just, well, making out, even.
Oh.
I mean, they are at a club and having a good time.
Got it.
Let me see if I have his girlfriend's name. I don't in this particular
story.
And
I'm not trying to say it's okay that he did it if she's a fan of his, but my point being, I wonder if he's a mark when he's sitting in a bar half drunk.
Well, and he was apparently intoxicated.
Right.
There are some reports about that, too. So...
her name is Claudine.
Claudine De Niro. Got it.
Right.
That's the girlfriend.
Yes.
So this, they're saying 10:15 p.m. on Sunday. They're sitting on a couch in some place called the Magic Hour Rooftop Lounge in New York City. The accuser sits down next to them. She sits on the far side of the girlfriend. She doesn't sit next to him. She sits. So the, in fact, I'll hand you this picture. There's a still from it where you can see that the girlfriend, you can mostly just see her legs and she's sort of leaning against Cuba. So almost immediately after she sits down, Gooding reaches over Claudine, the girlfriend, and places his hand on the woman's left thigh. A few seconds later, they're saying his hand moves up to her breast and the accuser puts her hand on his. What happens next is either she pushes his hand away or he pulls her hand to his face for a kiss. Like, it looks like he kisses her hand.
Okay.
So another man then walks over, stands in front of the group. He puts his hands on the shoulders of Gooding and the accuser. So I guess he's sort of leaning into the group.
Mm-hmm.
And appears to be talking to the entire group. And then things get kind of weird. That guy starts gyrating, drawing attention to his crotch. Gooding and Claudine, the girlfriend, appear to playfully claw at his crotch.
Bar behavior. You got to be drunk to get it.
The guy also takes a drink away from Gooding. A few more people join the group, and then everyone's casually chatting for a few more minutes. They all walk away separately but in the same direction about 3 minutes after the initial touching. There's no argument. The woman doesn't get up and leave. They all get up together and all proceed.
Oh, and at this point, the incident's happened. It's
happened.
It's the
hand
thigh
up.
To boob, the...
Which, that's the thing, is they're saying her hand's on his, and either she's pushing it away or she... But she doesn't appear to be upset.
It doesn't look like it, no. Do you want to see Vinny?
Yes. Let's take a look here. Vinny, describe it if you...
Yeah, describe it.
Okay, so this is not a packed bar.
No. Oh, what, it's only 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I envision...
Right,
oh, he kisses her hand.
Yeah.
Oh, she does pull away a little bit, doesn't she? That's from the kiss.
And now the guy has come over. So that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of little... boob
Where's
group.
The girlfriend at this point?
She's right there
between
them.
She's in the middle.
So initially,
you can't even see her.
So look,
she's wearing the white pants.
In there. Okay,
yeah, I see
two
it.
Of them right here.
Yeah, you can
it.
Really just see her legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is this woman? Why she? What? Okay, when you said there's a couch and she sits on the other side of the girlfriend, it's a tiny space. She's close.
Right,
to them.
She's pretty close.
He's in arm's reach and he's not leaning as in. I mean, he's just...
She is squished into there.
Right.
I mean, the girlfriend is squished in next to him. So there's mm-hmm. a little bit of room. She slides in there.
Okay, so I'm curious to hear what you want to see happen.
So, well, I don't know what I want to see. What I'm doing is reporting this because it has been everywhere all week. And I'm finally just going to tell you the story.
So is this lady suing?
Well, he's been charged.
With
let me see if I have the exact thing here. Charged with one count each of forcibly touching and sexual abuse in the third degree.
Interesting.
So... Cuba and Claudine, about a half an hour later, they're downstairs lounging on a couch making out. A man who works security for the bar was standing next to the couch when the accuser approaches him and starts arguing. So the two are making out on the couch. There's another dude standing there, and this accuser lady comes walking up to him. TMZ has her face blurred out, but she appears to say, yes, he did, and repeatedly... she says this to him. The security guard's shaking his head. It's unclear if Cuba hears their conversation, but he gets up, stumbles, and then walks right past the accuser and leaves. The girlfriend and the security guard follow right behind him. So,
do you remember, and I may be wrong, so I want to make sure I'm mm-hmm. careful about how I word this, but we talked about brushes with fame
mm-hmm.
before on the air, and people had called in about Cuba doing a movie or something in the area and was in Marin, and people had said they had brushes with partying Cuba.
I don't recall that.
I don't remember Cuba being part of that. I remember the bit for sure.
Right. I just seem to remember that being so. I don't know. I guess this is what he should learn from this is there's a reason celebrities don't mix with the general public.
Well, his attorney is saying, having watched the video, he saw no criminality on Cuba's part.
He may have, too. That's the thing. Right. I mean, I don't know. You can't really
you
tell
really
from
can't.
There.
I know.
But you are. This is the same with the athletes that have a ton of money. It's like.
Now, a second woman has come forward to accuse Cuba of groping her.
Was that at the same place?
You know, It's unclear when this one happened. The second accuser says...
Oh, it is, Sarah. I'm looking at CNN right now.
Okay.
Alleging Cuba grabbed her butt inside Manhattan Club shortly after midnight.
So this is the same place?
It's the same place.
I don't know if they have video for
this
one.
You know what? It's a freaking different year.
Okay. But the same place.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they're saying here they don't know when this happened and that if it's beyond the 5-year statute of limitations. Oh, so it's she shouldn't even bother. Unless she's just trying to corroborate this one lady's story. The woman said he was highly intoxicated at the time and that the two got into an argument after the alleged incident that had to be broken up by security. She's filed a report with the NYPD for forcible touching. The police are looking to speak with him. Oh, they've got him. I mean, he's been arrested. I guess he's out.
He's been arrested.
Oh, he was arrested yesterday and charged. Yeah, he's smiling away. Like, this is BS. So, I don't know.
This woman said after seeing the surveillance footage that she's Me Too.
So she's just Me Too-ing it. Like, as in, I'm going to add a little credence to this first accuser's story.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, now you know what's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr. this week.
What do you guys think?
I don't
know. As women, I'm curious about your opinions.
I certainly have, people have touched me, and I certainly have grabbed a man's hand.
And taken it away from a part.
And taken it away and playfully done that. It's not right
for the man
to have done that, but it's happened to me many times. And I brush it off because I do.
If it was someone famous... Would you brush it off? I feel like I would, too.
I would, too.
Is it wrong for us to brush it off?
Probably.
In this day and age, they want you to report
every
everything.
Every single day of my life. But
I know. I truly don't know what the answer is. I don't know what this person's motivation is. Does she just want money?
Yeah. I don't get offended by a lot of things.
Right.
Surprisingly so. I get offended by stuff that you wouldn't believe. But
yeah. Well, he immediately.
We do understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah. Your line is really weird.
Friend
it
hopping.
Is weird.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
But sexual stuff. I'm a different kind of person when it comes to that. But I'm probably wrong.
You know, the thing is, she comes over and sits down. Maybe she's just trying to say hi. He is immediately touching her. Mm. Immediately hand to the thigh. Immediately,
in front of his girlfriend.
Looks like maybe they were trying to find someone to hang out with that night.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
but
that's...
look at that. It's a courthouse appearance. It's
lawyers
now.
Oh, it's a full-on thing.
It's just.
Will his career be
What
tainted?
Career? I can't remember the last thing he acted in.
Come on.
I can't. What's the last thing he was in?
Oh, I'm sure there's stuff.
I'm sure.
I don't know either, but. Oh.
OJ things, whatever.
No.
Oh, yeah.
His first, what I remember, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
He was that kid, Trey.
He
was the star to me. Boys in the Hood.
He did
horror
TV show.
American Horror Story.
That's it. I watched that.
Oh, which season?
A Few Good Men.
With that blonde lady. What's her name?
Jessica Lange?
She was great, too. No, she's in it, I think, but it's the actress he's married to in the show.
Uh-huh.
I can't. Anyway, he was good in that.
Sarah Paulson.
Oh, God, I love her.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good.
Yeah,
really
she's in every season of that, isn't she? Maybe not the first season. Anyway, moving on.
Let me give you one text before we move on.
Yes.
408. Dude, how about men keep their hands off women's bodies, celebrity or not, rich or not, drunk or not? The ease with which people jump to the chances of him being a mark is astounding.
Well,
we brush it off.
I agree that you shouldn't be touching anyone else. But I don't know. I don't know what the line for a crime is, I guess.
Someone says
don't touch anybody else.
It's so messed up for a man to put hands on us.
Yeah, well, it's also messed up for us to put hands on men. Apparently we shouldn't be touching anyone at all anymore.
Can we all just walk around in a bubble?
Yes, bubble wrap. I don't know. I don't know what the line is.
I don't know either.
I mean, I do know what the line is. Don't touch anybody else.
Yeah.
That's the line. Teach your children well.
Vinny. Yeah.
What?
That date today.
Oh, with my daughter. Yeah. No, that's it. I don't know what to say about it. I'm interested in it.
I don't want to say she's wrong for doing it, and I don't want to say he's right for doing it. It's all wrong. This is the world. Welcome to it. Here we go. Next thing up is if you cry during movies, it means you're more emotionally strong.
Vincent.
I don't know about that.
what they say.
You're in touch.
People who feel that they can cry, or not even that they feel that they can.
Yeah, I don't
they
feel
cry.
Like
they're emotionally
I can.
Stronger than other people. You can watch Jaws while floating in open water this summer. This is at the Valente Beach Resort and Beachside Billy's in Texas.
Just to test your mettle.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. Starting June 8th, so it started a little while ago, going through August 17th, every Saturday except for July 6th. I don't know what the tickets cost, but this is, I think, the fifth year in a row.
They should have someone swimming underneath people.
Oh, my God. They really should. Get a scuba guy in there and just touching people's
no.
legs. They are saying, let's see, Jaws on the water. They include its access to the Valente Beach attractions, a sharkified inner tube, a fireworks display, and the thrilling one-of-a-kind experience of watching cinema's greatest great whites with your feet dangling dangerously and deliciously into the water. So if you're going to be in wherever Valente Beach is in Texas, have a great time.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be in the water at night, period.
There's a new
Jaws.
Shark movie coming out.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know what the name is. Something under. But
like
it's
this summer?
This summer. There's a new one. On the commercial last night, it said, this one's not yet rated. But it was
Uncaged.
That's it.
Oh, geez. Oh, Uncaged. No.
It's some girls out on a vacation dive looking for some adventure. And then there's a shark face.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know, shark face, they are all teeth.
Yeah. They don't really have a face. It's just like an open hole with teeth.
A right. head with teeth.
Yeah. Right. Alex Trebek, from time to time, he does some impressions of rappers.
On
Jeopardy. Yeah, this is in the story about his cancer. Let me see if there's anything about his cancer here. Supposedly he's doing really well. Anyway, last night he did an impression of Lil Jon. Let's hear this. It's our favorite song, Turn Down for What?
Yeah! That's cute.
Adorable.
Lil Jon has been added to the party playlist.
Oh.
For the shots has to be on, right? I mean, that's from our
Vegas
adventures.
Yes, our Vegas vacation.
And for our pool party.
Yeah!
Vaughn's got us.
Vaughn! Oh my God, there's so many songs specific to this show that you should be playing at that pool party.
Let's make a list for him.
Like, okay, yes. Everything from the Friday montage.
Yes.
Except it's Friday,
I guess. Are
we going
to do that today?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Only the one that's like a total dance. Yeah, this one. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff. I'll tell you a story about the Warriors.
Oh.
And more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, my God. So exciting. Hey, if you want to check out the Jonas Brothers, this is even more excitement. Be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. It looks like Jasmine is covering the phones in there. She's one of our new summer interns. Mm-hmm. The Jonas Brothers are performing December 12th at the Oakland Arena. Jane also has another pair of tickets, 4 p.m. We've had these all week. These are your last chances. Yeah. Get some Jonas Brothers tickets in your pockets. Call now, 800-400-3697. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. The Radio Alice Report.
Cut that right off. I know
that was really weird. There. Are you sure you don't want to keep...
Wait, it's me.
Are you? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgage rates are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Fremont Bank. Here's what's happening. All right, so probably a lot of the people... You okay?
I'm fine. I was looking... I thought there was a .com on that, but I guess not.
No. I would have happily said that.
Unless I cut it off.
Well, I feel like we always say a .com or .org at right. the end of everything. Well, .com.
It would seem like a missed opportunity, wouldn't it?
It would. Oh, my God. Any opportunity to
learn
go .com.
Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Not for us.
.com.
For them.
For them. .com.
FremontBank.com.
Is there a .com? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
FremontBank.
My bad, Fremont.
.com.
Where did we steal that from? Is that like a Hotwire thing? What is that?
Can you look at something for me?
I think so.
Can you verify that that's this? This is this. Can you? Here's what's happening.
Checking.
Unfortunately, last night.
So sorry about it. Eh?
Game 6 of the NBA Finals didn't go our way.
We would have let you win, but G-Eazy was swearing, and we don't like that. Eh?
That's the pregame performance?
It's the halftime.
Oh, it was halftime?
Yeah. In fact, people were like, why aren't we seeing the halftime thing? I don't know if they usually air it or they don't usually, but man, people were twittering away saying, I can't believe this is going out live on TV.
I thought it was supposed to be E-40 and Too Short.
Yeah. They're saying it's... Yeah, I think they were there too, right?
Oh.
G-Eazy's uncensored halftime set shocks fans. Delays Raptors-Warriors warm-ups during Game 6.
Oh. Warm-ups?
Yeah, why would there be warm-ups in a halftime?
Well, yeah, they come back in during halftime. After the halftime show, they start warming
they start
up
warming
again.
Yeah,
I don't
again.
Think they're like that, though. Take it off. All right. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter in the end.
We were very offended, eh?
We lost.
Sorry about it.
More than just the game as... Klay Thompson tore his ACL.
Oh, that sounds terrible. That's a knee thing?
It is. And he tried. He tried. You could see he wanted to come back out and play, and they wouldn't let him. And I'm sure part of that had to do with what had happened with Kevin Durant.
Right.
Where they just said, buddy. Sit it down. And you had asked earlier, so what, you know, Klay is going to be a free agent. And I believe that he will stay a Warrior, that they're going to offer him whatever money it takes to keep him. He's one of our best players. He's homegrown. He's our dude. So I'm sure they felt like, let's start your rehab today. Since you tore your ACL, and we let's not make it worse. Or make it look worse anyway.
Right.
So congratulations, Toronto.
Yep, that's the right way to handle it.
The North, as you... call yourselves
the Great White North.
It's funny.
Yeah,
the missus goes, why do they have North? And I go, I think they call the Canada is known as the Great White North, and it for marketing purposes. Why would you? They're the whole country,
right? It's good on the Bob and Doug McKenzie record. Our homegrown son Geddy Lee, he does a song called "Take Off to the Great White North." To the Great White North, take off. It's a breezy way to go.
Take off.
Like see if you can find that. Yeah,
we don't want to play.
Take off, Raptors.
Do not find that.
Well, we thought we'd stay here for a few days and just enjoy your beautiful city in the Great Green South.
You know what? None of you better partied with them last night.
Especially we won't tell.
Your boy. If Hooman was out with the Raptors, because you know he's a front runner, he'll be like, what? Champagne? And he doesn't even like to drink. Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Is it expensive champagne? Because if it was, then Hooman was there.
Is it the best?
Is it world class?
Gold bottle.
Yeah.
Crystal. Whatever. I'm in. Dang it. So no game 7 on Father's Day, everyone. It's over. The Warriors lost, and the Raptors are the NBA champs. Speaking of Sunday, it is Father's Day, so.
Yay. Yeah. Fathers! Got a Father's Day
song,
Bryn?
Oh, Father's Day. Oh, yeah. I got a really cool present for John.
What'd you get him?
Well, I'll tell you on Monday, but I still have to make it.
He's not awake. Oh, what?
Well, I got one component of it, but it needs this other thing.
Is it the...
Mm-hmm, and I got some...
Oh, my God.
Some little light-ups to put in
it. I can't believe
it.
You bought that from her.
Well, she's like...
she got that at a...
I know. And she was like, I'll sell it cheap for that. I'm like, okay.
That's for like $5.
I don't care what she paid for
it. Are we talking about the rusty mustache?
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Oh.
That ride the pony one.
Yeah. I was actually going to get a neon sign because they were saying that they should have a sign. This is free rides. I was like, oh, that'd be hilarious. Ride. I was looking, but neon signs are apparently very expensive.
You know what a rusty mustache is, right?
Listen, I've got to assume that rust is involved and that I don't want to know anything about it.
Well, there's the rusty trombone.
I'm not into rust, period. Right?
Are you going to paint it or do something?
No, I like it rusty like yeah. that. I'm going to put it in our...
super cute.
In our little outdoor fun area.
The rusty mustache.
Yeah, but I'm getting some lights to put in it. It's got all those holes in it, so I'm going to light the whole thing up like an old-timey sign.
My God.
It's going to be so cute.
I love it.
Anyway, looks like most people just like to get dad a card.
Yeah. Mm.
On the list of things done, a special outing like a dinner at a restaurant.
Oh.
That's what I was asked. What do you want to do? And I was like, nothing. I want a quiet weekend. That'd
can
be
you
great.
Go away?
But yeah, well,
can
you it's people not take so much off? That. It's that we've got so many things going right now, and I just don't want to do a thing.
Right.
Like I don't add something to my list.
Right.
I got a long list of stuff.
What I want is a day off.
Right.
So, I want you to take the kids to the beach
no,
all day.
No, it's not so much that. Like, we'll go to dinner or something, but sure. I really, on Sunday, I want to just chill.
Yeah.
And I don't want someone to go, okay, let's get in the car and go.
And you drive us to this thing that we've
no,
set up for you.
I don't want to do that. Clothes, a gift card, book or CD, personal care items, electronics. Mm. So, you know, the usual suspects for Father's Day will be fine. I thought this was fun because you're so into science.
Science. Da-da-da-da. I am into science.
NASA found a massive sand dune on Mars that looks like the Star Trek logo.
Oh, how awesome.
So what they're saying is Star Trek beat us to it.
That's wonderful.
They got there. They colonized it. They lived a million lives. And then they've already split.
Yeah, they took off for somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Star Trek logo it's like a blunt top arrow with the two.
You of all people asking?
I guess.
Are you kidding me?
I'm thinking it's like this.
Yeah, you know the Star Trek logo. Don't give me that.
Just, you know, it's like the
You love that show.
I do love that show.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, wow, look at that. That really does look like the Star Trek logo.
I mean, it's reaching.
It is. It's a little uneven at the bottom there, but it's very close.
But, you know,
I like it.
NASA really wants to be in the news.
Sure.
All the time.
Did you hear that thing about the moon? That they think that there's something buried in the moon?
Astronomers found a huge mass of metal under the moon's surface that weighs 4.8 quintillion pounds. Yes, I did hear
quintillion?
That.
Quintillion?
And now you have too.
Is that a new number?
It's the most ever.
I would think that's what the moon weighed.
They say it might be a huge asteroid that got lodged there 4 billion years ago.
Oh, goodness. A long time ago.
Here's some more nerd news. Okay. AI can now generate a somewhat accurate face just by listening to your voice.
Really? Just knowing how your bone structure must lay out.
It doesn't make
sense.
How
your voice resonates through your sinuses.
Radio fans have been trying to do that forever and have never done it with success.
We're not AI, so. Remember back in the old days when no one knew what we looked like? Those were the days, huh?
The radio days?
People didn't know. You couldn't go on the internet and look up what someone looked
now
like.
Now they go, wow, you have a face for radio.
Yeah.
Well, I never really thought about radio like that. But then as I was getting into it, I would go, I wonder what that person. And
oh,
then
yeah.
you'd go, ah, so different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you realize you can't do it.
Yep.
You take little factors and the sound.
Well, it's like people that you hear on the phone. You know, you sort of generate an image of what you think they must look like. And
right.
Then, turns out to be nothing like it.
It turns out you're not like AI. You can't do it. No. But AI says it can.
That'd be interesting.
You don't know where quintillion stands in the number chart here?
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
So it's after quadrillion, trillion, and billion. That's it. But there's so many more. After that is
so billion, trillion, quadrillion, and quintillion.
Billion, trillion, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. It's right after quadrillion.
Boy, that's a lot. What's after that?
Sextillion.
Sextillion.
And then septillion.
Octillion.
Oh, look at you go.
I wonder if there'll be any, if there'll be trillionaires in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you kidding? Just in our lifetime, we watched a millionaire turn into just poor.
Right?
You're just poor.
I know. $1 trillion.
And it's this area. Think about this. The Bay Area with tech and Google and Apple.
There'll be a line in a movie that
we've
goes,
we've watched the
billion
money.
Dollars. That's not cool. You know what's cool?
$1 trillion.
Right.
Trillion. How many zeros are in a trillion?
12? I think.
God, you're right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Quadrillion.
Well, that's got to be 15.
Ah,
and then 18 for a quintillion.
That's correct, Sarah.
21 for a sextillion.
Well, it's just three more for every one that
it
goes up.
Add three every time. That's correct.
Super that's smart amazing. About adding numbers together. Simple addition.
Zero.
Math. The girl that bought a mustache that was paid $5. And
I don't care what she paid for it. I was like, I'll give you $125 for it.
Yeah, and you did.
I need that.
She paid $5.
Humongous. I didn't want to know what she paid for it.
How'd you know that?
I just told you $5.
Stop telling me. Jesus.
$5 at a Salvation Army or whatever.
Care. It's huge. I love it. Where am I going to find that? Nowhere.
I just think a rusty mustache is a thing.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
I want to hear all the rusty mustache jokes.
Can you look that up on
I thought it was going to be at our party, but apparently not.
No, I bought it.
I know you did.
Yanked
for
it out of here.
Party.
I was like, she goes, oh, well, where should we hang it?
I
go, at my house.
It.
For $5?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you really know that for sure?
I was walking out last week when I ran into her on the street, and she goes, I go, what the hell is that? She goes, oh, I just bought it. Da, da, da. $5.
It's freaking awesome. It's huge. It's 4 feet long.
I know.
I can't believe she paid $5 for it.
Dusty mustache is what's
crusty mustache?
Dusty is what's popular.
Oh!
The dusty mustache.
The dusty, so it's not called a rusty mustache. So
well, this one is a rusty mustache.
You're off the hook. You can...
I can't wait to see you dress it up. It's going to be
hilarious.
Oh, it's going
to be adorable.
So fun.
It's John's rusty mustache. He's never had one of those before.
Tell me what you think of this.
All right, I'm ready.
A mustache or a dusty one? Or both?
Both.
He's never had either.
No, he's had a mustache.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, it's silly looking. I was like, shave that off. That's ridiculous.
That's, you know, you don't say that to people.
You do. When it looks ridiculous, you say, get rid of that.
At what time in his life did he try a mustache? Like when you guys were young?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, only recently his whole beard will grow in now. You know, he always had this like patches of beard.
As he hit his 50s?
Yes. And so he lets it go a few days, you know, he'll go, and I like that, you know, he's got like a little all over
scruff.
Uh-huh. But when he shaves that off and leaves a mustache, it looks so dumb. He was trying to do a goatee for a while. I'm like, please, I'm begging you, get rid of that. That is unattractive.
That is not supportive.
When the person who does stuff to you is telling you, I don't want you to have that, that's your cue.
It's cruel.
Did you check with him when you cut your hair all off?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Good point.
No, you didn't.
And he said he didn't care. And he was like, hey, put this wig on. I'm like, all right. Let's do that.
Well, you are a game like that, I guess.
I know. They're weird like that.
Tell me
That's
what you think of this.
That's not weird. I'm ready.
The town of Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin is considering a new anti-bullying ordinance where parents will be fined if their kids bully anyone at school.
I like it.
The parents. Yeah. I always thought that's the way it was anyway.
The problem with that is that bullying comes from somewhere. Usually it's someone who feels powerless in another situation. And unfortunately, it's usually the parental units. And so what I see happening is a kid is bullying someone at school. The parents get fined and the kid comes home and catches for it. And it's worse than it ever has been. I think that the cure for bullying is to cure the source of where it's coming from. And stop child abuse or whatever situation that kid is in.
What? So this won't work.
I don't think this will work. I think what this will do is cause more abuse for
a
child.
The first time your kid does it, you'll have to pay a total of $313 between fines and admin costs. The price goes up from there if your kid continues to bully at school.
I wonder if there could be some kind of forced family therapy or something.
The city council is going to vote on whether to pass this next week.
Well, I don't know how that'll shake out, Vinny.
I'm going to try and follow up on that because I'm interested to see.
Me too. How does it work?
Because the questions you're bringing up are valid and everything brings more questions.
Yep.
And that's why nothing gets done.
Right.
Because people go, okay, this meeting's 3 hours and 45 minutes and we still don't have a quorum. Let's all go home and call it a day.
Yeah.
Anybody say aye? Aye.
Aye.
Right.
It's boring looking at other people's problems. I got my own problems to worry about.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please?
I won't. Thank you.
707 says, Vinny, did you see 47 Meters Down? Uncaged is the sequel to it.
Oh.
It's surprisingly good, and I recommend it.
47 Meters Down? What happened there?
I don't know, but it sounds like more
shark
tales. Yeah. Mm.
Well, shark tales.
Valente is pretty much Austin.
Oh.
And there is a scuba diver who grabs legs in the water in the dark. That's the point of the event.
Oh, that's hilarious. We totally created that event. Or we recreated it.
Without.
So is Austin near the, so this must be a lake?
Sure.
So where you couldn't
that
possibly
where
get
that
eaten?
Big Texas thing going on, like a party like for college kids.
Oh, I thought that was
I could be wrong.
There's a beach mm-hmm. where everybody goes at spring break.
Right.
But it's
Corpus
an actual
Christi?
I don't know. It's an actual beach.
Oh, I can't. You're, I know. It's not Corpus
You know
Christi.
What I'm talking about. Like Burns and the beach.
In
it's
Texas.
In Texas. It's like the big
word.
It's known for
the spring break debacles. Yeah. We'll find it. It'll pop right up.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is coastline in Texas, but I don't know anything about Austin or Valente being anywhere near that. So it's got to be a lake.
It's like a B.
Oh, I just want to stop
Padre.
The whole
South Padre Island. That sounds
South Padre Island is one, but
it isn't a B.
Anyway,
there's Rockport Beach.
No. Keep going.
South Padre Island might just be what we're thinking of.
Yeah, I think that could be.
That sounds right.
Everyone should just keep their hands to themselves, men and women.
Yes, it's exactly right. We need to keep our hands to ourselves.
Boca Chica?
No, it's not Boca Chica. Thank you for looking for B things.
God, I'm looking for all kinds of things, and it's not popping up.
And that text was about the Cuba Gooding Jr. story that makes the news.
Hashtag me too.
Right.
All right, coming up in the trash, Taylor Swift's new album. I have a whole bunch of information about that. 10 years from now, we won't be listening to music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.